We get it. You're busy. You don't have time to waste on the mainstream media. That's why Salem News Channel is here. We have hosts worth watching, actually discussing the topics that matter. Andrew Wilkow, Dinesh D'Souza, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. We're not like the other guys. We're Salem News Channel. Watch anytime on any screen for free 24/7 at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello everybody, Todd Starnes back with you. Welcome to the program. Happy Debate Day, America. Woo, my goodness gracious, it is so good to be back behind the beautiful, huge microphone here at Starnes HQ in Memphis, Tennessee. I have been on the road. I have been in airports. I've been driving to Nashville. It is nice to be back with you, and I want to thank all of our great team here for standing in the gap, and we'll tell you more about some of the things that were happening. But, of course, Friday night was in New York City anchoring Newsmax. And I had a great time, and thanks for the kind words. So many of you reached out, and I really appreciate that. And also was in Nashville for a big event. Our flagship radio station, KWAM, won a huge award, the top local news coverage in the entire state of Tennessee. And the competition, we were going up against NPR, National Public Welfare Radio. And I just want to say, it's a good day when a conservative talk radio station can kick NPR's butt. So well done, KWAM. And it was great to be there, a beautiful night, and we had just a wonderful time celebrating and bringing home that big award to Memphis, Tennessee. But today is all about the debate, and I have a question for you, and it's a pretty simple question. What are you going to watch tonight? Are you going to watch the GOP presidential debate, or are you going to watch Donald Trump and Tucker Carlson? By the way, 9 o'clock Eastern is when Tucker and Trump are going to hold their interview. And President Trump is predicting that sparks are going to fly. So I'm curious to hear from you today. And we've got a lot of folks coming on the program. By the way, just want to point this out. Kimberly Guilfoyle, among the surrogates that Fox News is banning. So Fox News says, we're not going to allow any Trump surrogates or supporters into the building. That's not going to happen. Well, Kimberly Guilfoyle says, try and keep me out. And she is going to join us from Milwaukee in just a little while. Also, we've dispatched our national correspondent, Ben Dieter. He is boots on the ground in Milwaukee. And we're going to be talking to him a little bit later on this hour, as he gets all registered and checked in. So we got a lot going on today. We're going to be talking about a lot of big political news coming out of the nation's capital, also out of Maui. But we also want to hear from you. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. What are you going to watch tonight? You're going to watch Trump. You're going to watch the Republicans. 844-747-8868. Now, I love this. So Team Trump coming out with what they're calling debate night bingo. And you can, we're going to have this up on the website momentarily, but you're going to be able to print this out. And this is pretty clever stuff. So, for example, when it comes to debate night bingo, you've got pudding mentioned. So every time Ron DeSantis mentions pudding, you've got the little mark there. Whenever he is saved by Fox News, wow, that's 1, 2, 3, 4 times you've got the opportunity to mark in a box if DeSantis is saved by Fox News. If he has a nervous laugh, mimics Trump hands, plagiarizes Trump, defends slavery. Oh, wow, that's brutal. Or if he wipes snot, off of his nose. You'll have a chance to be a big winner tonight. Wow. A very clever Team Trump putting out the DeSanctimonious debate night bingo. It is pretty brutal out there. So look, Fox is playing hardball here. And one of the interesting components of this is Fox is also cracking down on media coverage. So if you are not Fox, and of course all of us are going to be relying on these audio clips from the debate, Fox is not going to allow you to do that. I mean, they are just playing a hardball here. It just seems like Fox is doing everything possible to make sure nobody watches this debate tonight. And first and foremost, they decided not to really go after Donald Trump and say, Mr. President, we're really sorry for the way we've treated you. Would you please consider coming back and being a part of the debate? And they didn't want to do that. And now as a result, well, you've got Trump doing his own thing. I'm not sure Fox is going to have the ratings. Folks, I am smelling a ratings disaster here. I mean, it is really bad for Fox News. Now, you're going to have Vivek Ramaswamy and Ron DeSantis standing side by side. They're going to be in the center square, if you will, and they'll be duking it out. Ramaswamy, by the way, posted some video. He's been ripping off the shirt. And he's been exercising. And so this morning he was doing a workout routine and he was streaming it live on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter. And I will say this, probably needs to hit the weights a little bit more, Vivek does. I'm not sure the ladies are going to be attracted to that, Vivek. But again, you do you. Meanwhile, Chris Christie spotted over at the Golden Corral. The all-you-can-eat buffet. I'm just kidding. That's just a rumor. But, and by the way, who is it? The North Dakota governor. Did you hear about this? Is insane. The poor North Dakota governor, and he was like raising money like nobody's business, trying to make the debate stage cut off. And it turns out that he had to be rushed to the hospital. Doug Burgum. He was playing a game of pickup basketball with the staff, and anyway, he's going to be okay, but may not be able to show up tonight because he can't stand. I guess he has a leg injury, and we don't know what that's all about. So I'm curious, what do you want to see tonight in this debate? I just genuinely think this is meaningless. Unless you actually have Donald Trump on the stage with everyone else, it is meaningless. And I've been of the opinion from day one that Trump needs to debate. He needs to be there. If nothing else, the other candidates need to learn how to effectively debate with a true conservative. And they need that practice. They need that sort of sparring. And I think Trump would give it to them. But beyond that, we need to figure out who can take a punch and who can land a punch. So anyway, it's a missed opportunity for Donald Trump. That's what I'm saying here. And I also believe it sets up the Biden team to say, we're not going to hold a debate because it takes that argument off the table. So look, we're going to be taking your calls through this hour of the program. We've got a lot of great guests coming by. Ben Dieter in Milwaukee, Kimberly Guilfoyle will be here. We are expecting Larry Elder. He was signed, sealed, and delivered. But now we understand from his people just mere moments ago that Larry is in the process of filing a federal lawsuit against the RNC. And Larry is saying that he ought to be a part of whatever happened tonight with this debate. But the RNC, and as far as we know, Larry did not meet the minimum threshold. So the Republicans, they have the rules. And they're saying that, you know what, it turns out that Larry didn't make the cut. So now Larry Elder is suing. I forgot that he was running, to be honest with you. I really did. But he's running. So we'll see how that plays out. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, your phone calls. What are you going to watch tonight? I'm very curious. Trump and Tucker or the GOP lineup? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Don't miss the most inspirational movie of the summer, Briarcliff Entertainment's The Hill, starring Dennis Quaid, in theaters Friday, August 25th. It's the true life story of professional baseball player Ricky Hill. Growing up poor in a small Texas town, young Ricky discovers an extraordinary ability for hitting a baseball. But with leg braces and a degenerative spinal disease, the major leagues were just a dream that could never be. Courageously, he risks it all, defying his father's wish to follow in his footsteps to become a pastor. Ricky tries out for a major league scout, pushing hard to overcome his disability. He goes on to become a baseball phenomenon. Some dreams are unbreakable. The Hill, starring Dennis Quaid, Colin Ford, and Scott Glenn. The true inspirational story about family, faith, and a baseball miracle. Don't miss The Hill, rated PG, in theaters Friday, August 25th. Get your tickets now. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. We are following some breaking news out of Pittsburgh. I want you to hear this this audio we just got up on our website. Okay, this is some sort of an active shooter. We understand this. The guy is barricaded inside homes, and he's firing on police officers as well at homes in the area. Hundreds of rounds have been fired. This is a firefight that is still underway, and we'll keep you updated on any sorts of developments, but really bad situation out there in Pittsburgh right now. We understand that the feds have been now called in, ATF called in as well. So there you go. All right, let's go to the phones here. And by the way, the question, it's right now it's about 1,000% over on ToddStearns.com. Most of you, 1,000% of you, are going to be watching Trump and Tucker tonight. Let's go to the phone lines, 844-747-8868. Tracy is listening to us in Memphis, Tennessee on KWAM. Hi, Tracy, what say you?
I'm just not as excited because I really wanted to see Mr. Trump. About 4 years ago, I had my popcorn and had a party just about, you know. If nothing else is entertaining. I mean, I just have to tell the truth. It's not boring. And I feel like tonight is just going to be boring. I'm not going to watch it.
So you think it's basically going to be a snooze fest?
Yes. Yeah.
Tracy, do you think Trump should have debated?
Of course, yes. I said that a month or so ago. Yes, I should. Yeah, he should have definitely. I mean, because I was like, he has courage. So I don't know. You know, I don't know what the problem is, but I wish he had us.
Yeah,
it's. And I think you agree with me. You know, I just wish he had us. He's just going to be boring. That's all. I'm sorry. I know I should be in it for more than that. I am, but I, like I said, I've never been so interested in politics.
Tracy, I hear you. All right. Well, Tracy, I appreciate your call today, and I'm with Tracy. I think it is going to be a snooze fest without Trump there, unless another fly lands on Mike Pence's snowy white hair. I don't know. Maybe so. Maybe they put a big old thing of Krispy Kreme donuts out there for one segment, and they tell all the candidates, all right, first guy to the Krispy Kreme wins. Okay, well, it's Christie hands down. I mean, no doubt there in my mind. That's who I'm putting my money on. Just kidding. So we will see. Meantime, tomorrow we're hearing that President Trump will, in fact, surrender to authorities in Atlanta. And the president will, and they've agreed to put up a $200,000 bond. Now, there is some scuttlebutt out there that Trump needs to think this through, and he should strategize. And maybe, just maybe, what Trump ought to say is, I'm not going to post bail. You're going to have to put me in the slammer. Maybe that's the move here. maybe that is the move. I mean, right now, when you look at all of the polling data, and we're going to go over some of those new polls, but it's very clear to me that the public is on Trump's side, that they see through all of these attacks for being what they are, politically motivated. So just think about this for a moment. So you've got Donald Trump down there, and ultimately, what is it? What is the wet dream of every establishment Republican and every Democrat in America? They want to see Donald Trump behind bars, right? They want to see him in the orange jumpsuit. They want to see him, you know, standing behind the bars and sitting there on the little cot. That's what they want. They want to see Donald Trump thrown into jail. Well, I say, why not give them that dream? Why not do it? Just think about this for a moment. Imagine the scene where you would have the former president of these great United States, a man who has loved America, a man whose only crime was beating Hillary Clinton. But I think there may have been another crime, too. He did not get this country involved in another war. There may be a third crime. He actually delivered on his campaign promises. All right, there's a fourth crime. He actually declared war on the deep state. So maybe, just maybe, that's what they ought to do is just Trump should say, you know what? No bond for, I'm not paying the bond. Nope. You can just throw me in jail. And I think if that were to happen, I think that you would literally mobilize the entire country. Trump would win in a landslide. Because I guarantee you people would go out and vote on Election Day for the first man, the first political prisoner in America to be elected president. Because that's what Donald Trump would be. But I say, let's give them what they've been asking for. And let's see how that works out on Election Day. All right, 844-747-8868 is our phone number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to Matthew. What's on your mind, Matthew?
Oh, hey, Todd. It's good to check in. We moved from Missouri up to Alaska to do ministry. I used to call in from Sykeston, Pastor Matthew, but I think the debates are going to be exciting. We're 4 hours behind Central Time, so we actually get them pretty earlier in the day. But yeah, I think it'll be pretty exciting. I think it's brilliant, Trump. I don't know if you can use brilliant Biden, but I'm saying from a strategy standpoint, they're leading so much, both of them. What's the point of showing up and maybe hurting your credibility? It sure does take the wind out of Christie, and I think that's about all I got. I just think it's George Washington kind of would be the first political prisoner to be president because they were coming out of the Revolutionary War, but I know it's a totally different context. But
well,
anyway, keep up. Todd, I did want to say one more thing, is please everybody sign up to get his email, all his information. Thanks.
Well, you're kind to say that, Matthew, and I appreciate that. Yeah, Paul says, Todd, if Trump just shoplifted, this is great. Paul says, if he just shoplifted stuff before he got to court, he'd be okay. Or just assault somebody on the street like a policeman. It's a fair point because nobody's getting arrested for that anymore. That's a get out of jail free card. So there you go. Thank you, Paul. And thank you, Pastor Matthew. By the way, somebody writing in, this is great. I plan on watching all Elite Wrestling tonight. At least it's more entertaining and less dishonest. Wow. I'm anxious to see who the other candidates are going to go after. And I think strategically, they're going to have to take out DeSantis tonight. That's got to be the move. And Ramaswamy's got to be leading the way. And honestly, one of the first things if I was Ramaswamy and I'm standing right next to him, and I'm assuming Ramaswamy will be wearing a shirt, I do not know, because he's been running around without a shirt these days. But all he has to do is turn to Ron DeSantis and say, hey, Donald Trump was loyal to you. Donald Trump helped you get elected, and you stab him in the back. What is wrong with you? Why won't you say his name? Say his name, Ron. Say his name, Puddin' Fingers. I'm just saying and then just watch all the fireworks. Otherwise, it is going to be a snooze fest, and I think a lot of people are going to be watching this Trump-Tucker Carlson interview on the X, as they call it now. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. Coming up, Kimberly Guilfoyle is going to be here. Fox trying to keep her out of the debate area. Also, we're going to be hearing from our correspondent, Ben Dieter, boots on the ground in Milwaukee. And we'll get the blow-by-blow and the lay of the land from Dieter in just a little while. All right, folks, we got to take a break. Be sure to check out ToddStearns.com. We have some great stories for you there. We'll be right back, America. MyPillow is celebrating its 20-year anniversary with over 80 million MyPillows sold. Mike Lindell at MyPillow wants to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in the history of MyPillow. You're going to get their queen-size MyPillow for $19.98, regular price $69.98, and just $10 more, you're going to be able to get a king-size pillow. You're going to receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. This is the time to try out some of their other amazing products you've had your eye on. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes to get this amazing offer of the queen-size MyPillow for $19.98 or call 1-800-839-8506. The offer comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes or call 800-839-8506, promo code Starnes. All right, this situation out in Pittsburgh is insane. So we've got the video up at ToddStearns.com. They're telling us that they've literally run out of ammo. The deputies ran out of ammo, so they've had to call in SWAT. We understand that ATF agents are heading to the scene. Hundreds of rounds of ammo have been fired, and this all started when the officers were serving an eviction notice. I guess the guy must really like his house or something. I don't know, but and the cops said they knew that there was going to be trouble, so they showed up with a sledgehammer and they knocked in the front door, and that's when the gunman opened fire. We understand that several officers, we don't know exactly how many, several officers have been injured. We understand from the local reporting there that this guy, they have two drones that they put up there. The cops put up a couple of drones, and the guy shot him down. The guy shot the drones out of the sky. It's unbelievable. So, again, we've got the video at ToddStearns.com. You got to check that out. And they don't know how long this guy's hold up. Sounds like he's got an arsenal in there. But the shooting is still going on. Crazy. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Happy to have you with us today, and good to be back in the saddle after being out on the road a lot. And we are getting very close to having and to sharing some exciting news about some new partnerships we're involved with. But all I can tell you is that I was in New York doing photo shoots with Newsmax. So you can extrapolate from there. I want to play some audio. This is Larry Elder, who is now suing the RNC. He wants to be on that debate stage tonight. Cut number two.
As you can see, I'm at LAX en route to Milwaukee. I was just informed by the RNC that I'm not qualified for the debate. Why? Even though I exceeded the 40,000 individual donations required, even though I signed the pledge to support the eventual nominee, even though I submitted three polls where I was at least at 1%, I was informed that one of the polls is not eligible. It's the Rasmussen poll, even though it was the most accurate poll in predicting that Donald Trump would win in 2016. They say it is affiliated with Donald Trump, and therefore it is not eligible. And I said to Ronna McDaniel, the chairwoman of the RNC, it's not affiliated with me. She said any poll affiliated with any candidate is not eligible. And no one told me that until just now. So we're filing an emergency injunction to get me up there. This is absolutely BS. One of the candidates, by the way, offered a $20 gift certificate for a $1 donation. That apparently is okay. Another one offered a free, air quotes, country western concert for a $1 donation. That apparently is okay. Another one offered a commission to prospective donors to get other prospective donors. That apparently is okay. But I did it the old-fashioned way, asking people to support me by going to LarryElder.com, and that is not okay. And now, all of a sudden, I'm not eligible. It is designed, in my opinion, to make sure that that Ron DeSantis is the nominee, anybody other than Trump. This is BS. I will see you in Milwaukee. Out.
All right. You know what? Good for Larry. And I'm glad he's fighting this because he is, you know, he's not wrong here that the other candidates were playing loosey-goosey with the rules and they were allowed in. And I'm not sure what difference is it going to make. I mean, really, nobody's going to be watching tonight. We're all going to be watching the Trump-Tucker interview, which, by the way, Trump says sparks will fly. But again, it does make you wonder why is it that Larry Elder is not being allowed to debate? What's the real reason there? So anyway, 844-747-8868. That's our number, 844-747-8868. Rudy Giuliani earlier today surrendered to the fascist over in Fulton County, Georgia, Big Fannie Willis, the district attorney there. And Big Fannie was on hand as Rudy turned himself in. I'm going to play this audio, and I want you to hear something, though. Just listen to Rudy. Rudy is saying, they will come for you one day. If we do not put a stop to this, the political persecution of conservatives, they will be coming after you one day. Cut 11.
To Georgia, and I'm feeling very, very good about it because I feel like I'm defending the rights of all Americans, as I did so many times as a United States attorney. People like to say I'm different. I'm the same Rudy Giuliani that took down the mafia, that made New York City the safest city in America, reduced crime more than any mayor in the history of any city, anywhere. And I'm fighting for justice. I have been from the first moment. I represented Donald Trump, an innocent man, who has now been proven innocent several times. I don't know how many times he has to be proven innocent, and they have to be proven to be liars, actually enemies of our republic, who are destroying rights, sacred rights. They're destroying my right to counsel, my right to be a lawyer. They're destroying his right to counsel. It's not accidental that they've indicted all his lawyers. Never heard of that before. In America, all the lawyers indicted. Now, whether you dislike or you like Donald Trump, let me give you a warning. It's going to come for you. When the political winds shift, as they always do, let us pray that Republicans are more honest, more trustworthy, and more American than these people in charge of this government. Because if our government is conducted this way, and the system of justice is politicized and criminalized for politics, your rights are in jeopardy and your children's. Donald Trump told you this. They weren't just coming for him or me. Now they've indicted people in this case. I don't even know who they are. These are just regular people making a normal living. They're going to bankrupt them. They won't convict them.
There you go. That's Rudy. And he's absolutely right here, folks, that if they can do this to people like Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani, you better believe they're going to try to come after you. That's the whole point of this, is that they want to destroy the America First movement. And when I say they, it's not just the Democrats. It's also the establishment Republicans. By the way, we have yet to see anything happen in the House of Representatives. Nothing's happened. No one's been punished for the weaponization of the federal government. They're going to hem and they're going to haw. Look, we're going to be coming up on the presidential election next year. And I can promise you this, nothing's going to happen in the House of Representatives. Nothing. Nothing is going to happen. And the reason why is because leadership, even though they will come out in front of the cameras and say they stand with Donald Trump and they stand with America First Republicans, they don't mean it. They just don't. And so here we are in a situation where the Democrats know that they've got free rein and nobody's going to stop them. That's what this is really all about. So anyway, we're going to be checking in just a few moments with our good friend Ben Dieter, our national correspondent. He is boots on the ground in Milwaukee. We sent him up there and wanted to get the lay of the land. I want to play some audio. This is great. This is probably one of my favorite pieces of audio. We had to bleep it, but it's a good one. So here in Memphis, we've got a big mayor's race happening. I think 17 people running for mayor. One of them is a guy you probably know. His name is Judge Joe Brown. Had a TV show, Judge Joe Brown. The guy is pretty awesome, and he wants to crack down on crime. and I'm all for that. And he's got a plan, but he doesn't like Kamala Harris. And I want you to hear, he did an interview the other day, and here's what he had to say about Kamala Harris. Cut three.
And you got Kumquenla Emhoff in there. You know who Emhoff is?
No.
Yes, you do.
Who?
That's the husband.
Mrs. Emhoff, Vice President of the United States, who goes by her maiden name.
Miss Kamala?
Kamala Harris. She's got two Jewish children she adopted. She married a Jewish husband who's got a interesting.
I'm scared to talk about Kamala Harris. I'll let you have that one.
She's a witch, and she is a corrupt witch. She's been corrupt her whole life, and she f***ed her way to the top.
Oh, my.
Oh, Lord.
They used to detail this witch in the L.A. Times with her sexual escapades. She's f***ing there, everybody trying to get up. She used to be a frat hoe when she was at Howard. And she ain't black. You know,
I ain't got to do with this, Miss Harris.
I
don't know. I'm just listening.
All right. So, there's a lot to unpack there, but I mean, Judge Joe Brown is a judge, right? He knows what he says. He's not just going to go out there and speak out the wazoo. And I mean, if Judge Joe Brown is out there saying that Kamala Harris is a frat. Oh, is that correct? Is that what he said? Frat? Oh, I'd like to. I mean, we've got to have the evidence, Judge. That's how it is in a court of law. But clearly, Judge Joe Brown, not a big fan of Kamala Harris. Oh, my word. We'll see how that plays out. We reached out to the vice president's office for comment. You got to love those kinds of days. Hello, this is Todd Stearns calling from the Todd Stearns radio program. We need to know, can you confirm or deny that the vice president was a frat hoe at Howard University? You can't know. Those are bad days if you're a press secretary. So anyway, there's Judge Joe Brown, and I'm not sure where he's getting his information from other than the LA Times, which is what he quoted there. But again, Judge Joe Brown, a Democrat, by the way, not a big fan of Democrat Kamala Harris. Go figure. All right, 844-747-8868. That is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
All right, I'm really excited about this Ron DeSanctimonious debate night bingo. Thank you, Team Trump, for thinking about all of us, making debate viewership that much more entertaining. All right, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Ben Dieter, our national correspondent in Milwaukee. Ben, where are you right now, and what's going on around you?
Well, I just got to the big forum here in downtown Milwaukee, and guys, it is going to be an exciting night here in this city. I actually arrived and was met with a whole group of Trump supporters, folks holding signs, "Ron, go home. This is Trump country." And Todd, if you don't mind, I'm actually joined by one of those individuals. Rolf is with me from Wisconsin. Wanted to bring him into the conversation. Rolf, when you look at the debate tonight, are you upset or glad that Trump is snubbing this Fox News debate?
I'm glad that Trump is on the Tucker Carlson show. That's what I'm happy about.
So you think he'll get more viewers, he'll get a better response doing a Tucker Carlson pre-tip sit-down than if he were to legitimize these other eight candidates?
Yes, because he's not only going to be doing this great interview with Tucker, but tomorrow the sham bogus prosecution begins, and we'll see if he does a mugshot. We'll see if he flips the bird in the mugshot. We'll see what he does, but it's going to be this is the most ridiculous prosecution since Galileo was prosecuted 400 years ago.
So, Todd, as you can hear, a lot of Trump supporters are here, and they're actually outside the building. They don't even want to go inside, and that's because President Trump is in a league of his own.
Well, I wonder, Ben, because earlier, you know, Fox was saying, well, we're not going to let Trump surrogates into the building. So you're telling me they're gathering outside.
That's right. Actually, I am watching Marjorie Taylor Greene. She just arrived. If I can, I'll try to jump up there, and I would love to get a quick phoner. But that is just one of these surrogates that is going to be an ally of the president. But I'm sure people like her, Kimberly Guilfoyle, who is coming up on your show, are going to be able to come in and represent and make his case.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Guilfoyle will actually be on the show here in the next hour. So are you like running right now to get Marjorie?
I am. She's taking a quick interview, but I'm going to try to sneak up there as well. She's speaking to a quick reporter, and we'll try to catch an interview. There are a couple protesters just protesting Republicans at large, but really it's a lot of Trump folk out here that are standing outside the gated area really trying to make their voice heard, which is Trump is the Republican Party. Everybody else can go home tonight.
Or just holler out, hey, Marjorie, Todd Starnes wants to talk to you. Let's see if that works.
Hey, Marjorie, Todd Starnes is on the phone. I'm his correspondent. He wanted to say hi. Todd, say hi to Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Marjorie, it's good to have you on the show, and congratulations for being in Milwaukee.
Well, hi, Todd. I had no idea I was going to be on your show, but it's good to talk to you, too.
Marjorie, it's got to be exciting, and the atmosphere pretty electric there. What's the message that you want to send to the country tonight?
Well, it's a message that the American people already know, is that we want President Trump back in the White House for 4 years. He gave us the best 4 years. And he's the only candidate running for president that has proven that to the American people. And Todd, this election is about $1.75 a gallon gasoline. And President Biden, we know what he's doing to this country. He's destroying us inside and out. And we really got to get President Trump back in there. And we know these witch hunts are a complete lie. And we know that we have to do everything we can to gut this weaponized government and get it back to serving fair justice, which it's not doing right now.
Well said. Well, Marjorie, we appreciate the quick phoner here, and good luck to you tonight. You're doing a great job representing the president, and we appreciate your great work.
Thanks so much, Todd.
All right. Marjorie Taylor Greene, the congresswoman from Georgia. Well done, Dieter.
Thank you. I thought, you know, you paid my trip here, and that's how I pay it back.
She
I get the big newsmakers of the day.
She didn't
and
body check
5
you.
Minutes, we promised on. We delivered that promise.
So she didn't body check you, did she? That was kind of bold. That was daring.
No, she didn't. She didn't. I know her bodyguard kind of pushed me aside. I said, oh, no. This is Todd Starnes on the phone. I'm not working for like a Don Lemon or Big Tapper. I'm a Todd Starnes correspondent. She took the interview.
Good for you. Good. Well done, Ben Dieter. All right, Marjorie Taylor Greene. So look, Kimberly Guilfoyle, we're expecting her in the next hour, but they're saying no Trump surrogates. Are people talking about that? And what's the opinion of Fox News there among the faithful?
Well, the folks that are outside the forum, they are not fans of the decision of Fox News to bar the surrogates, like we're seeing Marjorie Taylor Greene outside the barriers. Does she get inside? I have a feeling she will. Of course, there are loopholes that they can come in through the media. But people, especially the Trump supporters that I talked to, caught up with a moment ago, they're not going inside and they don't care to. They'll be watching X and that Tucker Carlson interview.
Well, I love that. And I think you're right on the money. I'm curious, you've been doing a lot of interviews with folks, so while you've been there, I know Vivek Ramaswamy doing the workout. Have you run into anybody else, Chris Christie, by any chance?
You know, I haven't made a pit stop at the local donut store. Otherwise, we probably would have seen him. I just had to get to the debate. Heard he's over at the Krispy Kreme down the street.
Oh, I love Krispy Kreme.
Stop over.
Mm, yeah. That's tasty. Of course, DeSantis. Any DeSantis sightings just yet?
No, I think I would see him wearing those big white boots. But I see his never back down bus, and it's pretty big. It's pretty bold. Of course, that is the DeSantis super PAC, and they're pretty vocal. Again, no sighting of DeSantis at this time or any other candidates. Just got lucky with Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Well done. All right, Ben Dieter, check back in when you find somebody, and we'll check back in with you in the next hour.
All right, good stuff, Todd.
All right, reporting live, boots on the ground. Ben Dieter, earning that paycheck today. Good for you, sir. All right, folks, we've got to scoot out. Hour two coming up, live coverage from the debate. Your calls as well, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to this debate edition of the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to have you with us today. We have so much going on. By the way, our good friend, our national correspondent, Ben Dieter, who normally is the morning news guy on KWAM, our flagship station in Memphis, our Ben Dieter is boots on the ground in Milwaukee, and he is right in the thick of things. Just a few moments ago, we did an impromptu interview with MTG Marjorie Taylor Greene. She is there as a surrogate of President Trump. And Dieter's going to call back. So he's running around finding people, and we will put them on the air as that happens. We're also expecting Kimberly Guilfoyle to be giving us a call momentarily, and we'll keep you updated when that happens as well. A little fluid today. You know how it goes with these debates, but we're going to have a lot of fun. And a question for you this hour. We just want to know, are you going to be watching the presidential debate on Fox, or are you going to be watching the Trump Tucker Carlson interview that's going to be later tonight on Twitter, on X. So give us a call. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Can we talk for a moment about President Biden and his performance in Maui? Folks, it's disgraceful. And disgraceful on so many different levels. But I'm of the opinion now that Joe Biden just cannot help himself, that the dementia has gotten so bad that he's really at the mercy of what his body, what his mind can and can no longer do. And I say shame on the First Lady, Jill Biden, Dr. Mrs. First Lady Jill Biden. What a horrible person to put your husband through that on the national stage, to allow your husband to be embarrassed. And maybe, just maybe, she's like the godfather in waiting. You know, for so many years, Joe Biden was the big guy. He was the guy that was leading, that was overseeing the Biden family crime syndicate. And I don't know, maybe Mrs. Dr. First Lady Jill Biden is the one calling the strings now. And even though she's all lovey-dovey in public, but as soon as they get on board Air Force One, she just shoves him into a closet and locks the door. Maybe that's what she does. But for the man to sit there, and the man was at, he was at a memorial service, and we had the video at ToddStarnes.com. I would encourage you, go there and see for yourself. Joe Biden is literally sound asleep. He just dozed off. It's like his mind just fluttered away to some sort of a private place, a secret place, where all is well with the world. He's sitting poolside and allowing the children to caress his hairy legs, and he has more children to sniff at than he could ever imagine. Maybe that's the world that Joe Biden lives in now. I don't know. But then when he woke up is what got me. And you got to watch the video. But it's when he woke up and he started applauding. And if you notice, most people applaud this way, right? They clap both hands together. But not Joe Biden. He had one hand clenched in a fist. And he was clapping his fist. It made no sense. But even that is not what was bizarre. It was the look in his eyes where he just, when he woke up and his mouth was agape and he just stared, and no one knew what he was staring at. This is incredibly sad. I mean, we could very well be in the end days for this guy. I mean, you don't wish it on anybody, but you got to talk about this. I mean, is this man healthy enough to do what he is doing and to be on the schedule that he is on? Because clearly nobody around him cares, so we're going to be forced to care about this. You don't want the guy just to drop dead out there. So somebody have the common decency and the humanity to pull this guy aside and say, Joe, just stay home. Send Cackling Kamala out there. But you need to stay home, Joe. Unbelievable. And by the way, if you notice when he landed in Hawaii, when he was in Maui, and he had the sunglasses on, nobody else was wearing the sunglasses except for Joe. And it was that same death stare. And that's what it was, the death stare, where he's just staring and his mouth is open and he doesn't know what to do. And he's being moved around by the wife and whoever else is up there on the stage with the poor guy. And then when he opens up his mouth, and it's hard, you want to blame the guy for being so uninformed and so cold and callous. But this could be just, I don't know, it could be the dementia. And it's just rotting his brain, and he can't think for himself. And it's a terrible thing. We don't wish that on anybody. But the guy gets up there, and we're talking about over 1,000 people may be dead. Children burned alive. And he's up there talking, comparing it to a fire in his kitchen. It would be like Joe Biden getting up at the next 9/11 service and say, you know how you people out there feel, because I got stuck at an airport once and my flight was delayed. I mean, how inconsiderate, how rude that is. Well, that's Joe Biden right now. Man, this ground is hot. That's what he said. Are you kidding me? But he makes it all about himself. And I don't think he can help himself anymore. I really don't. And at that point, you can't blame the guy. You've got to blame the people in that family. Can you imagine a more loveless family in America, where everybody is out for their cut? Everybody wants a piece of the big guy, including the big guy. It's a crime syndicate. At the end of the day, I don't feel sorry for any of them, but you do sort of feel bad for somebody who's out there and they can't control themselves anymore. And I think that's what we're looking at with Joe Biden. It's really, really pathetic and sick. And shame on the administration. Shame on the administration for letting those people in Maui suffer. What they should have done is rename the island to Kiev and they would have been over there. You would have a caravan. You would have a flotilla. You would have an armada showing up already, providing care and rebuilding the island. But they're not doing it. They're taking all of their time, all of the attention, all of the tax money, and they're giving it to Ukraine. And I'm telling you, folks, when it's all said and done, you better believe somebody in that administration is getting kickbacks over all of this. Way too much money going over there. These people, they don't care about anybody but themselves. They don't care about anybody but lining their pockets with our money. So I'm just saying, the way it looks, the way it smells, I'm telling you, somebody's getting a kickback here. All right, we've got to take a break. 844-747-8868 is our phone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, some of you may have family members that have been through dementia. I mean, when you see Joe Biden right now, do you see dementia? This is the Todd Stern Show.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. By the way, that active shooter situation is still ongoing in Pittsburgh. Insane right now. They're saying hundreds and hundreds of rounds have been fired. Some guy holed up in a house. They were serving him with an eviction notice, and now they're evacuating people that are living around that area. But a pretty bad situation. We understand a couple of law enforcement officers may have been injured. So we'll keep you updated on that. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868 is our number. Let's go to Ernie in North Carolina. Hi, Ernie. What's on your mind today?
Well, Todd, I've got to tell you, you really hit the mark with your comments about the mental condition of Joe Biden. It's so sad. And I was unfortunate enough, my parents died earlier and they didn't suffer that, but we're living it now. My wife and I are older persons, and we have a 90-year-old. She has a 90-year-old mother who is probably a little farther along than Biden, but it's frightening to see how that man is being treated by his family and by the party that supports him.
It's clear to me now, Ernie, that they know just how bad it is. The problem is they can't get rid of him because they can't have Kamala Harris in the Oval Office. So they thought Kamala was a bit more intelligent than she actually turned out to be. But she's a ditzy broad, as they say. I don't know if that's a clinical definition, but she's a dingbat.
That's all true, Todd, but it's tragic. I see the same vacant look in my mother-in-law's eyes that I see in Biden's. And it's frightening that his family, never mind the politics, his family is allowing this to go on. It's just tragic.
No doubt about it, Ernie. And I'm curious, you know, as someone who's going through this with a loved one, I mean, what's going through your mind when you're caring for this individual? Is it for their interest or for yours? I mean, what do you do?
There's no interest in it for me. I don't want any whatever wealth or money or property. We don't want that. We just want to take care of her and let nature take its course, because there's nothing can be done about this. Sad. It's tragic.
Mm. All right, Ernie, we appreciate the call. We appreciate the insight. Clearly, something is not right there, folks, in that Biden home. That is not a loving home. That is an evil home. And to Ernie's point, if you have a loved one in that condition, you're going to want to protect them, keep them safe, keep them out of harm's way. But I don't think they can do it. I just think they underestimated the stupidity level of Kamala Harris. I mean, she's just not a smart woman. She is not a bright person. And I personally know how she got her to where she is today? Do I know for a fact? I mean, I've seen all the rumors. I've read all the rumors and the allegations, and it does make you wonder, how exactly did she get to where she is right now? That's all I'm going to say about that. All right, some more developing breaking news here. This coming from Moscow, where a private jet belonging to the head of the Wagner Group. You remember that? There was a big controversy about a month or so ago. A private jet belonging to the head of Wagner Group has crashed. All seven passengers and three crew reportedly dying on impact. And it's our understanding that the head of Wagner, who went toe-to-toe against Vladimir Putin, was listed as being on that airplane. There are reports that a second plane belonging to Wagner has turned around and is landing in Moscow. So this is very interesting. We will keep you updated on this, but this is a pretty stunning development right now. And Prigozhin, by the way, is his name. And looks like he messed around and he found out. He certainly did. But we'll keep you updated on those developments as well. All right, I want to play some audio here. There is a lot of controversy surrounding the Fort Worth Independent School District. Now, this is a fascinating story. Now, you would think in Texas everything was hunky-dory, but it is not. Even though the Republicans are in charge, they are barely in charge. And so you've got a school district down there in Fort Worth, Texas, and they're giving the children these pornographic books to read. And so one of the fathers got up at a school board meeting and he decided, you know, I'm just going to read from this book. I mean, it's in the school library. And he was physically removed by police from the school board meeting. Listen to cut 9, please.
Pay attention to what I passed you.
Mr. C, please continue, sir.
On page 1, okay. Who wants my hot wiener?
Oh, yeah,
baby.
Thank you, sir.
We're talking about a hot dog. It's a hot dog. Page 2. Apparently, has a bad day. Dad is angry. These are some unfortunate.
Hey, don't touch him. He didn't break the law.
This is an attack on family. Page 3.
Hey, he didn't break the law.
Hey, easy now. Take your time.
All right, there you go. They threw the guy out. Threw him out. And why did they throw him out? Because he dared to read aloud the book that they wanted the children to read. Here's a basic rule of thumb. If it's not okay for a grown-up to read a children's book in public, then it's really not okay for the children to read that book in the privacy of the school classroom. Just want to throw that out there. And whoever ordered the book, whoever allowed the book to be posted and stocked, shelved in the library, all of them need to be either fired and or they need to be charged with some sort of a child sex crime. If you or I were to go out on the street and were to give a child pornography, guess what? We'd be charged with crimes. We would be in a jail right now. So just because you are a public school educator does not give you the right to distribute pornography to children. I'm just saying. This story from Bedford County, Virginia. The student, Christopher Heartless. This young man is a patriot. Actually, Bedford County is a very patriotic town. Anyway, he showed up at school the other day, had two American flags posted in the back of his pickup truck. We have a picture of it over on our website. He was pulled out of school the other day, pulled out of class, told he had to go to the principal's office. And the principal says, hey, look, you got to take down those flags. They're a distraction. So the American flag is a distraction at the high school in Bedford County, Virginia. Well, it turns out there's also apparently a school rule, and they actually ban large flags and banners. And so they told the young man, you've got to take down Old Glory. Your flag is too large, but it's basically like a regular-sized American flag. And this young man refused to do so. And so they decided to punish the kid, and they revoked his parking pass. Parents are very upset, and they're talking to the local TV station, WSET, and they're saying, hey, look, this is not right. Our son's doing nothing wrong here. The school says they don't hate America. They said they fly the flag, and they also recite the Pledge of Allegiance. But now they're saying it's about safety. Well, wait a second. I thought you said it was about a distraction, and then you said you had a rule, and now you're saying it's about public safety. All right, pick one. Just pick one. But it seems to me if you got a kid who loves America so much that he's flying Old Glory on his pickup truck, I think that's something we ought to celebrate, not punish. Just want to throw that out there. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our number. You got to see the photo of that flag over on our website. We'll be right back.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us, and I hope things are going well today. Real quick, let's go to the phones. Pat in North Carolina, listening to us on WSIC, wants to weigh in on Trump and Tucker. Hey, Pat, who are you going to be watching tonight?
Well, Todd, I'm going to be watching Tucker and my president, Donald Trump.
Is that right? So no doubt about it, you're going to be watching them on the social media.
Yeah, because I'm not going to be watching Circus of the Stars.
Well, Circus of the Stars. That's a good way of putting it, Pat. In your estimation, what do you think is going to be the big? I mean, what do you think is going to be the big takeaway from tonight?
Well, Todd, I think they're going to be talking about Trump. I think it's all going to be focused on Trump and not the country.
All Trump all the time. And Pat, as you heard Marjorie Taylor Greene just a few moments ago saying this is all going to be about gasoline going at $3.75 a gallon. That's what it's going to be about tonight.
And I'll tell you right now, the Circus of the Stars and the main event is the elephant, Chris Christie.
Well, he's a big one. He's a big one. All right, Pat, appreciate
it. Right, yeah, now,
go ahead.
It's going to be Tucker and Trump.
All right, Pat, appreciate that call, and thank you for listening. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. So last week we brought you a story. There's a lot of controversy in a town called Clarksville, Tennessee, and the Clarksville-Montgomery County School Board. And we've got the story up at toddstearns.com. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line because we're honored to have a member of the school board, one of the conservatives on the school board, Aaron Mayberry, joins us. Aaron, hope you're doing well today, and thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks, Todd. I'm doing great. Appreciate to be here.
So there was some concern from an organization headed up by Karen England, who was a guest on the program last week. And I wanted to follow up with where we are in that. And I understand that maybe there are some things that she said that were not accurate in your estimation.
No, she said everything she said, I think, was pretty accurate. I give her a lot of credit for that. She said one thing that the school board, no one was saying anything. Well, I'm actually the only elected Republican on the school board. I've been very vocal, and I'd reach out just to say that to you, and then you graciously invited me on the program, and I appreciate that. But, yeah, we had two kind of renegade counselors come to our Engage conference this last summer. There ended up being about 100 sessions in that conference where teachers could opt into training, and they had their curriculum, their presentation approved, but they left out all the controversial parts of it. And so it seems as if they had an agenda that they're going in with. They did this presentation. If any of the people that opted into this presentation, the 35 who attended, would actually go and then implement in their classrooms, we'd be breaking state law. And that's very unfortunate.
So I'm just curious, why was the board aware of any of this? Did you guys sign off on any of this?
No, the board, we do not. At this particular conference, the board does not have hands-on engagement on this. We're a very large district. We have, I believe, close to 40,000 students. So we're not in the day-to-day details of what's going on. We're more big picture. And the director of school, she has a team, and it was actually a lower director that had signed off on this particular presentation, but even she was not informed of what was being taught. So our community at large, we're a conservative community. I have received more feedback, more calls from constituents, from teachers themselves, from elected officials like myself that were just appalled of what was put out there. And, you know, I've been pushing against it on my own social media. I made a statement saying that I was appalled. The privileged statuses in this presentation were labeled, some labeled as white, cisgendered, heterosexual, Christian, and they were oppressing other categories. And it's unequivocally wrong to lower or oppress one race of people to uplift another.
Yeah, this is pretty insane, this list. And they had a chart. And, of course, I kind of figured the straight white guys who are Christians, the straight white Christian guys were on their own privileged chart. Then you've got the pagans. I guess they were very concerned about making sure we did not offend the pagans. I know I've been through Clarksville a time or two. I'm not sure that's a bastion of paganism the last time I checked.
No, you know, so I'm actually a pastor in our community as well. So I am labeled in the white Christian category here. And I mean, I don't know a lot of pagans. I don't know if I'm oppressing them. The whole thing was unfortunate. I've had a teacher reach out to me who bluntly told me, he said, Aaron, as a white Christian, I now feel like that I'll be called into question if I had to discipline someone in these labeled oppression categories. And it's totally unfortunate that this happened. Our director has told us that she is now putting implementations that this kind of thing will not happen again. There's going to be a higher level of scrutiny. But the two counselors in question here are under review now to see what's going to happen. Last night at our school board meeting, I spoke out about this. I was the only board member who did so. And I let room at large know that the people in our community, from my vantage point, from the over 100 people I've spoken to, either by the phone or in person, they very much express that they feel like something should happen to these two individuals. And I expressed that as well. But it's very unfortunate. And I told our director last night, I continue look forward to receiving updates on this matter.
Well, so that's good news then. I mean, at least, you know, the board is aware, they're hearing the concerns, they're taking action. And I understand personnel, so you may not be able to answer this question, but have the counselors explained why they recommended this material?
So that's right now an HR matter. I'm not in the loop of those exact conversations. The board, we are actually, if someone in the district is let go, we would be the appeal people that they would go to if they want to appeal. I'm staying away from that. I've not made any call directly for anything to happen, but I'm expressing my constituents and how they feel. And I agree that this shouldn't happen, and it puts a lot of people in an unfortunate position.
Well, it certainly did, but I guess what Congressman Mark Green got involved and fired off a letter to the district. And I think the congressman is right here, is that, you know, we send our kids to school to learn how to read and write, do long form division, and we don't want them to come home not knowing what their pronouns are and feeling oppressed.
Yeah, and as a parent of three kids in our district, I'm actually currently the only parent on the board. As a conservative Republican, you know, I ran to stand, for conservative values, to stand there on the school board. Currently, I'm in the minority of that on the board. So we'll see what the future holds for us. But yes, we have great congressmen like Mark Green who stood up and spoke out, and I'm complete support of that, and I appreciate his stance.
All right. Well, Pastor, we appreciate you. And, of course, you're also on the school board, so wearing a dual hat there. And you're one of the good guys, and we do appreciate you coming on the program today. Please keep us updated here. I mean, if it can happen in a place like Clarksville, you know, it can happen just about anywhere.
Most definitely. Most definitely. I appreciate that. And anybody wants to follow me, they can go to votemayberry.com and follow my journey.
I love it. All right. Thank you very much. Again, this is Pastor and school board member Aaron Mayberry, M-A-B-E-R-R-Y, and he was standing up and fighting and defending moms and dads there in the Clarksville, Montgomery County, Tennessee area. All right. Well, there you go. Thank you again, Aaron Mayberry. All right, folks, we've got to take a quick break here, 844-747-8868. And this is what it's all about, standing up. You're taking a stand. You're doing the right thing. You're speaking out. And we want to honor this man for doing the right thing, the only Republican elected school board member there in Clarksville, Montgomery County. Unbelievable what they were trying to shove down the teachers' throats there. All right, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
All right, let's go to the phones here. Mark in Florida watching us on Getter today. Hi, Mark. What's going on? What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I want to congratulate you all. I saw your pictures up on stage when you got that award. That's awesome.
Well, thank you. There. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. With Todd, with Trump's numbers as high as they are, you know, there's no reason for him to show up on stage. I wouldn't go up there, you know. Second, why give Fox News high ratings? You know, I wouldn't even give them the ratings. And they're probably going to have a mute button on him anyway if he gets up there. But ultimately, I feel his attorneys probably advised him not to debate, feeling that something he says they could use against him.
Could be. Mark, I'm curious, tomorrow, President Trump turning himself in, do you think he ought to say, I'm not posting bail? Nope, throw me in jail.
No, I don't think he's going to do that. I mean, I don't think he's going to do that. I just think he's going to post his bail and get out of there and just continue to run his campaign the way it needs to be done so that we can get him back in office in 2024.
I think, you know, somewhere along the line, I would like to see him debate. And I think it's important. I think he needs it. And I think it's good for the Republican Party. These guys and gals, you know, think they're going to be the standard bearer for the America First movement. I want to see him prove it.
I want to see him debate too, but he needs to weed out the bad, weed it down to the, you know, maybe the final three, or try to weed it down as much as he can. And if you do the debate, don't do it with Fox. Do it like he's going to do tonight with Tucker Carlson, because how much do you want to place on a bet, Todd, that these rankings with Tucker tonight is going to go through the roof compared to these guys up on stage for this debate?
It's going to be insane. The numbers tonight will be huge for Tucker Carlson.
Yep.
And I think it's going to be a dud for Fox.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think Trump's doing what he needs to do to win this election in 2024. You know, I mean, because especially if Michelle Obama rears her head in this whole thing.
Oh boy,
he's definitely going to be a sure in.
Yeah, it's true, and it's a fair point. People are now starting to openly talk about that. I've been mentioning that for quite some time now, that the Democrats may be looking for Michelle Obama. Gavin Newsom's not going to cut it. I just don't think he's got the charisma, and I don't think he's got the name recognition that someone like a Michelle Obama has. So we'll see how that plays out.
She's as racist as any of them. Look at her in Chicago. She's as racist as you can get. She went to a Christian school, or didn't even want to be seen around black people. She wanted to go with the white. I mean, they're as racist as you can get. And what have they done for them when they were in office? Nada. So what makes them think that they're going to win these elections? You know, you look at the ratings for Trump with the black community. They skyrocketed when he last ran.
It's true. He got more black vote in the 2020 race than any other presidential candidate. So I think that people relate to him because he delivered on campaign promises. Just remember what he did. He went out into the cities and he said, "What have you got to lose?" And you know what? I think that message really resonated with a lot of people. All right, Mark, got to run. Good hearing from you. And as always, thanks for calling in. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, coming up in the next hour, I'm kind of excited about this. We're going to be talking to a guy named Ricky Hill. There's a brand new movie out called The Hill. Have you seen the movie? It's coming out August 25th, so you haven't seen the movie yet. I have seen the movie. They sent me a screener. It is just unbelievably well done, just so well done. It's the true story of a young man who made it to the minor leagues, even though he had a debilitating spinal disease. So we're going to be talking to Mr. Hill coming up in the next hour. Dennis Quaid stars in the film, so you know it's going to be good. Want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line real quick. Great to have with us our good friend and Trump surrogate, Kimberly Guilfoyle. Kimberly, you got to paint the scene for us. What's going to happen tonight? You know, they're going to try to keep you guys out.
I know, it's so funny, but here's the best part is that, you know, Don Jr. and I are both Rumble creators. So we are going in as media because we have jobs and anchor shows on Rumble. We are going to, in just one short hour at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, do 2 hours together co-anchoring. We're here on the ground already in Milwaukee, so we're super excited about it. We will be attending the debate tonight. We will be seated there. We will be doing, you know, pre and post debate analysis as well. So let's see what happens.
Well, I was going to voluntarily credential you myself so you could be with the Todd Stern Show, but you've already got it under control. Kimberly, it's just really Fox is doing everything wrong when it comes to this debate.
They really are. It's mind-boggling to me. You know, it's not like the Fox that I used to know. This is, you know, we always welcome healthy competition and debate. First Amendment freedoms and rights to speak your mind and to be there. So we're proud to be here in, you know, the capacity that we're in. And what we're going to do is we'll see if there's anybody cabinet worthy or anybody worthy of being a VP pick. But, you know, my expectation level isn't so high, put it that way.
No, I'm with you. And I think this is going to be a big dud for Fox. I think most of America is going to be watching the interview with Tucker Carlson and President Trump tonight. But what do you want to see? What do you expect to see on that stage tonight?
You know, let's see if these people are going to try and, you know, attack President Trump. They should be focusing on their own abilities or reasons why anyone should even consider them. But as you've seen in so many polls, I mean, President Trump is up an enormous amount, 50, you know, plus points. He's really clearly the chosen candidate. He will be victorious in the primary. I mean, he will be victorious, I believe, whether it's Joe Biden or anyone else, any other rabbit they pull out of their hat, because I don't expect Joe Biden to make it to the finish line in this one. He's, you know, barely able to function. That Maui situation and press conference was his Katrina moment, and it was just disgraceful the way that he behaved. And I don't even think, you know, the Democrats want him, quite frankly. And when you see the media coming out and speaking out and actually talking about some of Biden's problems, you know they're getting ready to dump him.
Kimberly, we got about a minute left. Tomorrow, another big day for the president, going back down to Atlanta, turning himself in. Bongino says the president just needs to say, I'm not posting bond. Lock me up.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing is such a circus. You know, it's disgraceful what they're trying to do to my father-in-law. We talked to him last night, but he was in fantastic good spirits. He was really happy that Don Jr. and I were going to be here on the ground representing him in Milwaukee. So, you know, listen, upward and onward with the help of God. And, you know, I really do believe this is only just serving to make him stronger. It's actually serving to give him additional momentum. And, you know, all the other candidates are going in reverse direction. So he's marching forward on this. He'll show up there tomorrow and life will go on no matter what they throw at him.
Well, just FYI, we've got our national correspondent, Ben Dieter, there. MTG was on. She did a great job. She's been a great surrogate. And there are a lot of Trump supporters already outside the convention hall there. So a lot of Trump people there and supporting the former president. Kimberly, we got to run, but God bless you. Good luck tonight.
Thank you. Check us out today on Rumble. Thanks.
All right. Kimberly Guilfoyle on Rumble tonight. Well, that'll be fun. And Don Jr. too. I'm telling you, Fox, they are messing with the wrong people. All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's it.
All right. Well, hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So happy to have you with us. And we really appreciate our great fill-in host, our good friend Jeff Stein, radio station KXEL, Andy Hoosier from The Big Talker in Wichita. We also appreciate that. All right, we've got a lot going on this hour. We're going to be checking back in with Ben Dieter, who is at the debate in Milwaukee. He is our national correspondent, and he'll be joining us momentarily. I want to go to the phone lines, though. The big question is, what should happen today? Are you going to be watching the debate? Are you going to be watching Trump and Tucker? A lot of people say what Trump ought to do is go down today and turn himself in. Others say, no, he should wait and do it tomorrow, which is what the president says he's going to do. Let's go to John, listening to us on WTKF. John, what say you?
Well, I believe he should go ahead and turn himself in today with Giuliani and not take the bonded out and then turn around and have the people be charged of the state of Georgia from the governor all the way down to that DA, including the sheriff, with election interference and sue them to the point where they're going to be happy that they will not speak his name again.
So you think that's what we should do here? That's what the president should do.
I think he should go ahead, go on and turn himself in today and sit in jail until after the debate is over with and say, oh, by the way, I was going to make the debate anyway. I was going to be a last minute show. And then say it's election interference because they are interfering with our election of a person's free speech. And they are holding it back. They're the ones that are guilty of something, and they know it.
All right, John, I appreciate the call, and I think you raise a valid point there. The question is, well, okay, what do we do now? And that's what the president is facing. I hear what Bongino was talking about, saying, hey, the president ought to just say, nope, no bail, throw me in jail. And I get the political I understand the political messaging there, but I'm not certain the president is going to do that. All right, 844-747-8868 is our phone number. That's 844-747-8868. There's a great new movie that's hitting theaters this week. It's called The Hill, and it's really an inspirational story, but I think that there's more to it than just that. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we're honored to have the subject of this movie, The Hill, Ricky Hill, joining us. Ricky, what an honor to have you on the program today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here, sir.
So, your story is fascinating, and for me, I think that the encouragement is that no matter what life throws at you, you can overcome it, and you can live your dream. And I think that ultimately is the story of your life.
Yeah, it really is. You know, most people think that certain handicaps or certain positions can hold them back. And I never did see it that way. To me, it just made me try harder.
So Ricky, for those not familiar with your story, and I think the entire country is about to become very familiar with it when the movie comes out, but you were born and raised in Fort Worth, Texas, and your dad was a Baptist preacher, and I'm a Southern Baptist myself, so I suspect that you didn't grow up in great wealth there in Fort Worth, Texas.
No, sir, we did not. Starved to death.
What was that like for you as far as finding your passion in baseball? Take us through that process. How did that start?
Well, it started me, when you don't have any money, the one thing that you can do that's free is hitting rocks with a stick, right? And through that element alone, I learned how to hit a rock just almost blindsided, and I could do anything with a rock, and then that developed on to swinging a ball bat, and that developed on to signing a professional contract.
And I believe you were with the Expos for a while. Is that right? You were played in the minor leagues.
Yeah, I was there 2 years, and then I left there, and I went joined a co-op club with the Padres and Seattle, and then my last year, I was headed going in my fifth year. I was getting ready just to go to the big leagues when I collapsed on the ball field with no legs because I had no disc in my spine.
Now, is this something that you had been dealing with your entire life?
Yes, sir. I've been born with it. It's something of it. It's been a complete battle from day one.
And what was it, though, that, you know, again, getting up day after day, and you had to wear the leg braces, and you had this degenerative spinal disease, and yet you were able to go out there and play baseball every day. What was the driving factor in all of that?
You know, I guess when they say the love of the game, I had that love of the game. I had the love of God, and I had also had the love of the game both, and nothing could stop me. And I wasn't about to. I had to be paralyzed in order to be stopped, and I wound up getting paralyzed on the field. I did.
Now, you were after your baseball career, and again, the movie documents. What was that process like, watching your life being filmed before your very eyes?
You know, it was really kind of shocking because, you know, watching Dennis Quaid play my father to such an excellent degree that he played him so well, I was just shocked. It was like he was my father himself. And I just told him the story about him for about 1 hour, and it's like he had him totally down. And he acted identical to my father in the movie. It's just awesome.
I'm on your website, Ricky, and folks, rickyhill.com. That's Ricky with an E-Y, rickyhill.com. Perseverance, triumph, inspiration. What's the message? You know, a lot of kids who are probably baseball fans are going to be seeing this movie. What is it that you hope they come away with?
I'll tell you what I hope to come away with. You got, first of all, number one, is you got to have the heart, and you have to love the game. If you don't love the game, you may as well go ahead and quit to begin with, and start find you another passion. But you got to have all heart, period, to be willing to go all day long and fight all day long, not for a dream, just for your battle. Because everything, this whole baseball game, to become a major league ball player, it's a battle, and it's tough, and you have to be willing to sacrifice everything you possibly can, and then pray the good Lord gives you that help from above as well.
Well, I think they summed it up nicely, the movie, folks. It's a testament to the power of perseverance and the magic of big dreaming. And, folks, you got to watch the movie. We're going to have some tickets to give away later this week on the program. You'll be able to watch the movie, compliments of us. And Ricky, before we let you go, I want you to tell our listeners about this cool wellness kit that you have, the Winning Edge.
Yeah, I've got this Winning Edge. It's hemp that I take. It helps for my bones and my bones. It has a lotion that goes with it as well, that for people that has knee aches and arthritis and those sorts of problems. And it actually works. I never would think that something like that would, but it actually worked. They came to me, handed it to me, let me use it, and I jumped all over it.
Mm. Well, all right, folks, you can get yourself a wellness kit. It's called the Winning Edge, Ricky Hill's Wellness Kit, at rickyhill.com. And, folks, you can also watch the trailer for the brand-new movie hitting theaters across the nation on August 25th. It's called The Hill. Ricky, what an honor to have you on the program today, and we wish you the very best. Congratulations on the film.
Okay, thank you, my man. Appreciate it.
All right. There you go, folks. Wow, what an inspiration. And he has been through so many surgeries. Now he is able to walk, and it really is just a fascinating story of perseverance. All right, we've got to, you know what, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to go to the phones. Ben Dieter is going to be checking in from the debate stage there in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our number, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. As promised, I want to go right back to Milwaukee. Ben Dieter, our national correspondent, standing by. So, Ben, where are you now, and what's happening around you?
Well, I got my press credentials, and I've been to Media Row, which is, and I'll paint the picture, it's a room filled with TVs, and they're only broadcasting one channel, and that's the Fox News channel. You have reporters, though, from other networks. See some familiar faces, Dana Bash from CNN. Of course, there's some Fox reporters, and then a lot of local reporters as well. Did those step out just a couple minutes ago, kind of see the lay of the land outside the forum here in downtown Milwaukee? Let me just say, it is 99 degrees here, and I thought I was going to get some relief because we take the airplane north to come here. It's just as hot, if not hotter, in Memphis.
Is that right?
Brutal, and I'm wearing a suit. Absolutely brutal. Now, wanted to tell you about this. A little bit of breaking news coming in. Ron Johnson, the senator from Wisconsin, just arrived, caught up with him and a couple. He spoke to me and a couple reporters about the event. Didn't have much time, but asked if he would support the eventual nominee. He went on record, said he is here to support whoever that will be. Then was asked about whether Trump should have shown his face tonight, or if he, again, like he said, or snubbed the debate. And Senator Ron Johnson said, in fact, President Trump should be at the debate in Milwaukee tonight.
Oh, that's interesting. I'm looking at the photographs that you're sending down, and oh, there are your credentials. And it looks like they've got a nice spot for you guys set up there. Hopefully the AC is cranking.
The AC is cranked. They have an entire refrigerator of water bottles, thank God, and lots of snacks, which is a perk that I didn't read on my sheet when they credentialed me, that they would actually have some snacks. Now, it's not Memphis barbecue. It's sandwiches, but it's still food. It's grub, and you're starving at these things because you're just doing work. So going to grab some grub in a couple minutes.
No bratwurst or anything? I'm disappointed if there's no bratwurst there.
Is Wisconsin the place that has the cheese?
They got
someone
the,
check
yeah,
me
they've
that.
Got cheese, too, but they got the bratwurst, which are their version of the hot dogs, I do believe. I mean, and I say that because when the vice presidential debate with Palin and Biden was held at Ole Miss in Oxford, we had barbecue, we had fried catfish, we had a mess of food.
They met the moment, but they're not doing that here. Maybe inside the actual forum where the guests and other folks are gathering inside, they have more, a better spread. But in the press room, Todd, you know, as a reporter, you're kind of bottom of the barrel. You're there to work, right? So anyhow, we're having fun.
Ben, I'm curious, and by the way, folks, Ben Dieter, who is our national correspondent, his day job, KWAM, our flagship station in Memphis. Ben, I'm curious, have you seen Guilfoyle? She was just on, and she says that she's credentialed through Rumble TV.
You know, I'm standing in front of the forum here, and I see the Rumble stage. It's built up on a platform. It's off away from where Fox has its cameras, its big setup that you would see on the network. And a little platform stairs up to it. And it says Rumble Debate 2024, and I'm not seeing any of the guests up there at this time, but that is where they're expected to do some of their streaming, which heard on your show will be very interesting to watch. And it does look like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who now I lost, we caught up with her last hour, is walking over to the Rumble stage. So I think you're going to see a coalition of the Trumpers versus the never Trumpers in the media space here tonight.
This is interesting. Yeah. So look, here's the deal. If that falls through, you have permission to deputize Don Jr. and Kimberly as our correspondent. So you've got that power.
Well, I'm watching the fireworks if they go down. I mean, I will be here and I will be videoing every second of it. I can promise you that. But again, going to be a very busy night and excited to extend the coverage through the rest of the programs this evening.
So, Ben, I'm curious, again, as we wait, and these, of course, are the early hours. We saw some pictures that you posted of Trump supporters out there. Any supporters for any of the other candidates?
I think there's one liberal out here, and he's wearing Crocs.
Oh, he's wearing the Crocs. A lib.
Okay. And the head is shaved. Other than that, they're all Trump supporters.
Wow.
A lot of Trump supporters out here. Not really seeing many of, actually, I haven't seen any other supporters of any of the other candidates, but it will be interesting to see these candidates address, because a lot of their staff, for example, have to walk through the front gates of this forum, and standing at the front gates, Todd, are all of those Trump supporters, and they are harassing some of those never Trump candidates and their staff.
Wow, that's fascinating. Oh, I'm really intrigued to hear about this. Before we let you go, we got about 90 seconds here. What about Newsmax? Have you seen Newsmax by any chance?
I saw one of their reporters.
All right,
correspondent on the ground.
All right,
not seeing a huge Newsmax.
Right, those are our people, so you got to, you know, again, get the lay of the land. Dieter, so let's talk about tonight. What do you expect to see? You've been boots on the ground. What's the vibe?
I think the inside of the forum will be very telling of the response of different candidates. I think Christie's going to come out swinging. That's to be expected. He's going to be booed off the stage. This is still Trumpish country enough. Ron DeSantis, he's got to have a make or break night. He's just slipping in the polls so much. So I think he's going to come out strong. Will come across forced and kind of nasty and inauthentic, like he's been known to deliver some of these responses. We'll see, but that's kind of my prediction, and I'm sure we can talk about that going forward.
All right. Well, Ben Dieter, good job, and have fun out there tonight. I know it's been a busy day. It's going to be a long day for you, but it's a fun day for folks who love politics.
That's right. Super Bowl of politics, as
that's
they say.
It. All right. Get yourself some brat. Where you got to get one of the brats. I think call them brats.
I want some Parmesan. No, not that Parmesan. Cheese Parmesan.
Careful now. Careful. Yeah, you're not at the DNC. All right. Ben Dieter, everybody. Boots on the ground. Great job today. And folks, we'll be checking with Ben, and we'll be posting updates over on our website, social media platforms throughout the day. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. We've got Susan in Georgia wants to weigh in, and you have an opportunity as well. Just give us a call, 844-747-8868. You're going to watch the debate tonight, or are you going to watch Donald Trump? It's like 100% for Trump right now. All right, we'll be right back, America.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. And again, we will have live coverage throughout the night of the president's remarks, President Trump, and the interview he's doing with Tucker. And we've got our national correspondent, Ben Dieter, in Milwaukee, providing wall-to-wall coverage of the Republican presidential debate there. Well, there is a crazy, crazy story from our friends over at American Family Association. And I got to tell you, I know the country's a mess right now. I cannot even begin to imagine how horrifying this nation would be without the great work of American Family Association. They are standing rock solid on the front lines, fighting for families across America, nearly 2 million constituents worldwide, and they're just do terrific work. Here's the headline, tyranny. Court says school authorities own the children. Parents must simply live with it. And talking about the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend Ed Vitagliano, who is the Executive Vice President of American Family Association. Ed, how's it going today?
Hey, it's going great, Todd. Great to be with you. Just trying to stay cool and make it through August.
Yes, I understand, and just be glad you're not on a debate stage, Ed. So we've got that that in our corner, too.
That's right.
Ed, let's talk about the story. What's going on here? Who in their right mind seems to think that the schools own the children?
Well, this is a case that arose in Maryland, and the Montgomery School District, Montgomery County Public Schools, a group of parents sued the schools because the schools had developed gender support plans for students who identify as gender fluid or transgender without parental consent. And so there was a group of parents that sued the Montgomery County Public Schools in Maryland over this. The Fourth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said parents don't have standing to sue over this policy unless their kids are transgender. But the problem with that ruling is parents would not know if their kids, or might not know if their kids were transgender, if the school was hiding that from them. So it is a bizarre ruling over a bizarre policy, very disturbing policy, keeping these things from parents. And more parents, and especially in some of these blue states, are feeling, I think, absolutely helpless in the face of what public schools are doing to support this radical ideology.
It certainly does feel that way, right? I mean, and it's not just in Montgomery County. We have seen this play out in other school districts where, you know, they're telling the teachers, hey, look, if this kid identifies as a boy or a girl, you can't tell mom and dad that. So it's almost as if they are taking that leap to say that they know better.
Absolutely. And they're saying that they know better than parents. And the implication is when the students are at school, they're ours. They're not yours, parents. And too many of these schools, listen, we have a situation in Virginia, which it used to be red, then it kind of went blue. Now maybe it's kind of purplish. But, the governor there, Glenn Youngkin, was elected in part because parents were becoming horrified at this idea that schools, and especially the officials running the public schools, believe the kids are theirs. That's what Joe Biden said. The kids are ours. Well, now you have a law in Virginia that several school districts have said we're going to ignore the law and we are going to continue on with our gender ideology. So you have these radicals that are, I mean, they're like revolutionaries. They are going to go forward with their radical plans for the nation's children. And to your point, parents are going, well, what do we do? Not all these parents can homeschool. They can't necessarily send their kids outside the public school system. But for schools to be so stubborn in resisting parental concerns, I'm a grandfather now, so I don't know what it would be like to have kids in this situation, but it would be terrifying.
No, it would be. I'm just shocked. I didn't know that you're Grandpa Ed now. I had no idea.
Yes.
Wow.
I am, and our kids know that they have fallen well down the ladder. It's all about the grandkids.
Oh, of course, no doubt about that. You know, Ed Vitagliano, by the way, folks, from American Family Association, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. Ed, a lot of parents are saying, okay, they don't know what to do, and you guys have a lot of resources there. What is it that AFA can do to help moms and dads who are just trying to figure all this out?
Well, there's a lot of things parents can start doing. Now, first of all, we encourage people just to, you know, just hook up with us and stay listening to radio programs like yours. Keep informed, because what we saw during COVID was that parents were finding out with their kids at home, with parents at home, they were finding out for the first time, for many of them, what was actually going on. And that has really turned a trickle of concern into a river flowing in a lot of these states. So stay informed. You know, we encourage people to come to AFA.net and find out what's going on. Band together. Talk to attorneys. There are a number of excellent Christian law firms that will represent parents in their battle against the public school system. And by the way, Todd, I always try to encourage people that there are still a lot of good public schools, and we always want to make that point. A lot of great teachers still in the public school system. So it's not completely given over to woke madness, but in a lot of states, it is owned by the woke gangsters. And so we encourage people to take some of these steps, get yourself educated, find out what the law is in your state, talk to your representatives, call your representatives and senators, and those on local school boards. Run for local school board openings. Try to get involved in state oversight, because if we allow the radicals to control the levers of power without anyone else being there, they're going to do what they're going to do, and they don't care how parents feel about it.
Well, I think you're right, and it's good to know that American Family Association is there, because a lot of times, you know, this is happening to you, you feel isolated, you wonder, man, we're out here on an island all by ourselves. And the whole point of American Family Association, more than 2 million constituents strong, is to say, nope, there are a whole lot of us out there.
Absolutely. And we do have what's called the iVoter Guide. If you go to AFA.net, there's a little drop-down menu. And what iVoter Guide does is it will inform people in great detail on the important elections in their state, and as well as federal elections. And you got to get registered to vote, and you got to get active. You got to vote, and you got to become involved, because to do nothing is to lose everything we were bequeathed by those who have come before us.
All right. Well said, Ed. All right. Well, we're going to leave it there. Appreciate the incredible work that you and the team are doing at American Family Association, American Family Radio, and we're proud to stand alongside you guys.
Well, thank you, Todd. You're a great warrior on the front lines. We count you as a friend. And keep up the good work on your end as well.
All right, Grandpa Ed. Do you have a grandpa name, by the way, Ed? Just curious.
I'm Papa.
Oh, Papa, I like that. So
yeah.
Papa
yeah.
V.
I don't want to be called a grandpa, even though I am. I want to be Papa.
So I love it. That's great.
That's what stuck.
I love it. All right, Ed, always good hearing from you. Ed Vitagliano, the Executive Vice President for American Family Association. Thanks again. What a good guy, and they do such great work and consistent, right? I mean, they have just had a history of consistency and faithfulness, and they do good work. And folks, if you ever look for an area, if you want to help somebody out, you want to support an organization, AFA.net is one that I would highly recommend. All right, before we go to the break, Susan's been holding on for a while, listening to us in Georgia, WDUN. Susan, thanks for holding on. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. Well, I want to talk about the debate and my thought today on the debate. I think the debates are really a waste of time. I think that they're fake I think that we don't really get the truth from candidates that are trying so hard to, you know, get their name in the hat. And I just listened to Ben, and he's kind of doing exactly what my point is. It's a waste of time because everybody at the debate right now, all the people on the floor, are Trump supporters. And everybody just needs to listen to Trump, because everything that comes out of Trump's mouth, I would say 99.9% is truth. And he is doing everything he can to make sure that the truth stays true. And as far as the debate and like Chris Christie, for real, Chris Christie, I just don't believe anything that comes out of that man's mouth. And I think that he's, you know, compromised. And I know that we have to have debates as far as so people can have a choice. But in today's world and what's happening to our country and what happened in the 2020 election, my vote is, of course, for Trump. And I think Trump is the only option that can take care of what's going on in the world right now. I don't think there's any other candidate out there that can handle what's going on. You know, as far as debates and Biden, we listened to Biden on the debate back in 2020, and everything that came out of his mouth, he didn't do any of it. In fact, 5 minutes after he was inaugurated, he signed and killed thousands of American jobs. So, you know, it's like, why even waste your time watching debates anymore? Because everything that they're going to talk about tonight is all pretty and flowers and just prepared. So when Trump said, the only thing that Trump did not do that he didn't put Hillary in jail like he said he was going to. You know, so that's all I have to say about the debates tonight. I think everybody should just stand strong behind Trump. Watch Tucker and get the algorithms going and make sure that his numbers are up there, and just, you know, stay strong when it comes to Trump, because Trump he's really the only man that's going to save this country, I feel.
I think it would send a great message if the ratings were in the toilet and CNN actually beat Fox News tonight, because everybody was watching Donald Trump.
Absolutely. And you know, just listening to Ben out there on the floor at the debates right now. He said he saw, you know, one liberal with the Crocs on, and everybody else out there is Trump supporters. And, you know, my husband and I are very big Trump supporters. We've been to 6 rallies, and we were in D.C. on that day. And, you know, we will fight till the end, that's for sure. We will just keep going. But anybody that really wants to see, and as far as DeSantis, you know, DeSantis is a great guy. He's done great things for Florida, but he is a baby. I don't think he can handle what's going on in this country right now. I don't think he is strong enough. I don't think he's capable of dealing with the evil and the things that are going on. I mean, it goes so deep, Todd. We all know that. But I think people have to really wake up and realize that Trump is the only person, whether you like him or not, just get past all that and really look at what he did for our country and where we were. And people have just got to get past this. Well, I didn't like his mean tweets crap, because that's just nonsense. He is the only man that's going to support and get us in. But my worry is what's going to happen after 4 years.
Well, and that's why I think Trump should have been at the debate. I think this debate and all the debates are really about who's going to be after Trump. So who is that person? And I think this is an opportunity for us to find that out. But again, I've been on the record. I just think Trump should have been at the debate. And that's where I stand with it. Look, Susan, we got to run. We are super late for a break. Great comments. Folks, he's been indicted again, number 4. Now Newsmax is conducting an urgent national poll, and we're asking Americans like you if President Trump committed real crimes, or do you think this is a political witch hunt? Where do you stand on it? America wants to know your opinion, and we also want to know if you're still supporting Donald Trump. So you can vote right now in the Newsmax poll by texting the word SKIP to 39747. That's SKIP, S-K-I-P, to 39747. Now, it just takes a minute, literally a minute, to let your voice be heard. Now, here's what's going to happen. You're going to cast your ballot, and then Newsmax, we're going to share that information with Congress. We're going to share it with the media, and, of course, we'll also be sharing the results on Newsmax, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. So, again, if you want to vote, text the word SKIP to 39747. Millions of people are making the switch to Newsmax, and you should, too.
Attention. Your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
So the bookies are going at it. The odds makers are offering up bets on President Trump's arraignment tomorrow in Atlanta, and they're taking bets on everything from his tie color. Dylan, if you had to guess, what color tie do you think Trump is going to wear tomorrow?
I like his red ones.
Oh, it's got to be red. It's got to be red. That's a power tie right there. Also, his weight. What's the over-under on Trump's weight? Dylan's not answering that one.
Two, maybe, north of two.
They're saying something. 273.
Yeah, 270, 260, maybe.
One bookmaker setting the over-under on Trump's weight at 273.5.
I'm sure that's pretty close.
Well, it depends. I mean, if he's bringing a bucket of KFC with him.
Might be a little higher.
He's going to need a snack. It's a bit of a flight from Mar-a-Lago.
It's America's chicken besides Chick-fil-A.
Eh, yeah. All right. I'm thinking Bojangles, but okay. Mm. Anyway, this is all very fascinating that people are betting on this. According to Bet Online, 77% of gamblers have taken the over bet, so they believe he's over 273 pounds. But he's 6'3". I mean, the president's a big guy. So he carries his weight well. Anyway, we'll see how all that plays out. By the way, Trump posting on True Social, he is fired up. He is going off on Brett Baer and Martha McCallum right now. So no love lost there. I can tell you that much right now. Gamblers looking to cash on Trump's weight. Worth noting, the over-under is set far above any weight that has recently been reported. So it's in years past, what was it? He was 240 pounds. I don't think he's put on weight. To me, it looks like he's been losing weight. Again, 6'3". In 2020, he was 6'3", weighed 244. I think he's lost weight. I don't think anybody taking that bet, I don't think that's going to work out for you. There you go. All right, we'll keep you updated on that. Oh, other people want to know if he's going to wear a MAGA ball cap in the mugshot. I don't know. Will they allow that? I mean, maybe. If they allow him to do that, I'd be cool with that. You know that's going to be on a Trump T-shirt. All right, folks, debate coverage all day, ToddStearns.com. Check it out. It is great to be back. We'll see you tomorrow. Be good, America.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. Like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
Long time no see.
No can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns.
What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.